Unit 10, page 61. At school. Conversation time.
A. Listen and repeat. Point to the speakers, then listen again.
Number 1.
Where were you yesterday afternoon?
At Annie's house. We were watching TV.
Number 2.
What was on?
A program about animals in Africa.
Number 3.
Aw, I missed it. Was it good?
Yeah, it was. The gorillas were really cool.
Number 4.
Did you watch the soccer game last night?
No, my mom was watching the news. Besides, I don't like watching soccer on TV.
Number 5.
Me neither. It's not as fun as watching a real game.
Hey, there's a good movie on tonight. Do you want to come over?
Number 6.
I can't. My mom won't let me watch TV on a school night.
Too bad. Oh, there's the bell. Time for class.
Now listen again.
Where were you yesterday afternoon?
At Annie's house. We were watching TV.
What was on?
A program about animals in Africa.
Aw, I missed it. Was it good?
Yeah, it was. The gorillas were really cool.
Did you watch the soccer game last night?
No, my mom was watching the news. Besides, I don't like watching soccer on TV.
Me neither. It's not as fun as watching a real game.
Hey, there's a good movie on tonight. Do you want to come over?
I can't. My mom won't let me watch TV on a school night.
Too bad. Oh, there's the bell. Time for class.
Unit 10, page 62. Word time.
A. Listen and repeat.
Number 1.
Skip lunch.
Number 2.
Forget my homework.
Number 3.
Go to bed late.
Number 4.
Fall off my chair.
Number 5.
Get a good grade.
Number 6.
Lose my favorite pencil.
Number 7.
Make a mistake.
Number 8.
Take off my jacket.
Number 9.
Win a prize.
Number 10.
Turn off the fan.
C. Listen and point.
Fall off my chair.
Forget my homework. Take off my jacket. Lose my favorite pencil.
Make a mistake.
Get a good grade.
Skip lunch.
Win a prize.
Turn off the fan.
Go to bed late.
Now listen and point to the speakers.
Excuse me, may I borrow a pencil?
Sure. Here you are.
Thanks.
When did you go to Paris?
I went in June.
How long were you there?
I was there for 3 days.
Here you are. Today's special is ham and potatoes.
No, thank you. I'm not in the mood for ham.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm not hungry today.
Unit 10, page 63. Focus time.
A. Listen and repeat.
Number 1.
Hungry.
Number 2.
Nervous.
Number 3.
Tired.
Number 4.
Embarrassed.
Number 5.
Happy.
Number 6.
Sad.
Number 7.
Disappointed.
Number 8.
Cold.
Number 9.
Hot.
Number 10.
Proud.
B. Listen and repeat.
If I skip lunch, I'll be hungry.
If she skips lunch, she'll be hungry.
C. Look at page 62. Listen and point.
If she takes off her jacket, she'll be cold.
If he falls off his chair, he'll be embarrassed.
If she forgets her homework, she'll be nervous.
Unit 10, page 64. Practice time.
A. Listen and repeat. Then practice with a partner.
If you take off your jacket, you'll be cold.
Number 1.
If I forget my homework, I'll be nervous.
Number 2.
If she loses her favorite pencil, she'll be sad.
Number 3.
If he gets a good grade, he'll be happy.
Number 4.
If you fall off your chair, you'll be embarrassed.
Number 5.
If she goes to bed late, she'll be tired.
Number 6.
If they win a prize, they'll be proud.
Number 7.
If I make a mistake, I'll be disappointed.
Number 8.
If we turn off the fan, we'll be hot.
C. Listen and sing along. H-A-P-P-Y.
If he gets a good grade, he'll be very happy. H-A-P-P-Y, 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 he'll be very happy. If she goes to bed late, she'll be very tired. T-I-R-E-D, 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 she'll be very tired. If he takes off his jacket, he'll be very cold. C-O-L-D, 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 he'll be very cold. If she wins a prize, she'll be very proud. P-R-O-U-D, 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 she'll be very proud.
Now it's your turn. Unit 10, page 65. Reading time.
A. Listen and read along.
The History of TV. This website is for TV fans. Do you like TV? How much do you know about the history of TV? Read this and find out.
1939, the first televisions go on sale.
1941, public broadcasting begins in the United States. It is in black and white.
1947, 4 million people in the United States watch the World Series baseball game on TV.
1953, 50% of American homes have a TV.
1954, color broadcasting begins in the United States.
1956, the first televisions with remote control go on sale.
1969, 720 million people watch Neil Armstrong walk on the moon.
1994, 99% of American homes have a TV.
New words.
Website. Fan. Find out. Go on sale. Public. Broadcasting. Begin. Baseball. Percent. Remote control.
B. Listen and circle true or false.
Number 1.
720 million people watched Neil Armstrong walk on the moon in 1969.
720 million people watched Neil Armstrong walk on the moon in 1969.
Number 2.
50% of American homes had a TV in 1953.
50% of American homes had a TV in 1953.
Number 3.
Public broadcasting was in color in 1941.
Public broadcasting was in color in 1941.
Number 4.
The World Series has never been on TV.
The World Series has never been on TV.
Unit 10, page 66. Your time.
A. Listen and answer the questions.
Number 1.
If you skip breakfast tomorrow, will you be hungry?
If you skip breakfast tomorrow, will you be hungry?
Number 2.
If you forget your homework tomorrow, will you be proud?
If you forget your homework tomorrow, will you be proud?
Number 3.
If you go to bed at 11 o'clock tonight, will you be tired tomorrow?
If you go to bed at 11 o'clock tonight, will you be tired tomorrow?
Number 4.
If you get a good grade today, will you be disappointed?
If you get a good grade today, will you be disappointed?
Review 2, page 67. Conversation time review.
A. Listen and circle the correct picture.
Number 1.
Hi, Ted. Do you want some help?
Sure. You can move the cello. Put it over there.
Beside the harp?
No, don't put it by the harp. Put it beside the drums.
Okay.
Now put the harp behind the xylophone.
Number 2.
911, what's the emergency?
There's a wild animal in my backyard. I think it's a bear.
A bear?
No, it isn't a bear. I think it's a baboon.
A kangaroo?
No, a baboon. Oh, there are two animals, a baboon and a bear.
Okay, I'm sending a police officer now.
Number 3.
Kim, please come to the board. Write the letter P.
Okay.
No, that's not a P. That's a B. No, that's a Q.
I can't. It's too hard.
Come on, Kim. Don't give up.
Okay. Hey, I can do it.
Good work, Kim.
Number 4.
Captain Jones, could I interview you for my school newspaper?
Sure. Go ahead.
Do you fly the plane by yourself?
No. I always have a co-pilot.
Do you enjoy being a pilot?
Yes, I do.
Thanks for your time, Captain Jones.
My pleasure.
Number 5.
Where were you last night?
I was at home watching TV.
What was on?
A program about animals in Africa. It was great.
Oh, I missed it. Did you watch the soccer game last night?
No. My mom was watching the news. I went to bed.
B. Listen and circle the correct answer.
Number 1.
Put the base over there, Annie.
Okay. Wow, this is heavy.
Look out for the box.
Where? Behind me?
No, by the window. In front of you.
Oh, there it is. Thanks, Ted.
Number 2.
What's your name and address?
Dan Day, 49 Maple Lane.
Okay, Dan Day at 99 Maple Lane. Oh, sorry, you said 39 Maple Lane.
No, it's 49 Maple Lane.
Got it.
Number 3.
Jenny, please help me pass out the homework.
Is it homework from Tuesday?
No, it's homework from yesterday.
But yesterday was Sunday.
Oh, yes, you're right. It's homework from Friday.
Number 4.
Captain West, do you ever fly abroad?
Yes, I have an overseas flight once a month.
So you fly to Hong Kong once a month?
Oh, I never fly to Hong Kong. I fly to Taipei once a month.
Review 2, page 68. Interview with Digger.
A. Listen and read along. Then number the pictures.
Dogs Daily, January Music Special.
Number 1.
You play the flute very well, Digger.
Thank you. When I was little, I couldn't play well, but practice makes perfect.
You went to New York City, right?
Yes, I did. I went in December.
How long were you there?
I was there for 2 weeks. New York is the most exciting city in the world. I had a good time.
Number 2.
Did you go to New York by yourself?
No. I went with Max and our orchestra. We gave our winter performance.
Oh, were there any soloists?
I was the soloist on the flute. Max was the soloist on the cymbals.
How did he play the cymbals?
He played the cymbals very loudly. It was funny.
Number 3.
How many dogs are in your orchestra?
5.
How often do you rehearse?
We rehearse 3 times a week.
Number 4.
Do you ever play the cello, Digger?
No, I can't play the cello. It's too big.
Do you ever play the trumpet?
Yes, I love playing the trumpet.
What's your favorite kind of music?
I like jazz. We're going to give a jazz performance on television in March.
Sounds great. Thanks for your time, Digger.
My pleasure.
Review 2, page 69. Interview with Max.
B. Listen and read along. Then number the pictures.
Dogs Daily, March Music Special.
Number 1.
Max, I'd like to interview you for Dogs Daily newspaper.
Wow! Okay.
How often do you and Digger play abroad?
Our orchestra plays abroad about 6 times a year. We went to Rome in February.
How long were you there?
I think we were there for 1 week. I don't remember. But the food was delicious.
Number 2.
Did you give a performance in Rome?
Well, yes. I was nervous and I fell off my chair. I was so embarrassed.
What was Digger doing when you fell off your chair?
He was playing the flute. He was the soloist. The performance was a hit.
Number 3.
That's great. Let's talk about the cymbals now. You play the cymbals. Is it hard?
No, it's easy. I'll show you.
You play the cymbals loudly, Max.
Are you okay?
My ears hurt.
I'm sorry.
Number 4.
It's okay. So, are you going to perform in Sunnyville soon?
Yes. We're going to give a performance at the Sunnyville Theater. It will be on TV, too.
Oh, yes. I remember now. I'm going to buy a ticket.
It's free.
Great. Thanks for your time, Max.
You're welcome.